Well, greetings, everyone, and welcome to a special online event today called Six Secrets to Awakening Your Shakti. My name is Stephen Dynan. I'm the founder and CEO of the Shift Network, and I'm always thrilled to bring you into deeper connection and learning from a remarkable woman. Her name is Lisa Schrader. She's a sacred sexuality teacher and coach, and she's helped thousands across the world really access the sacred sensual energy that is your birthright and the source of your greatest blessing, which is called Shakti in the East, and we'll see that it has many meanings today. Lisa was actually the first sacred sexuality teacher invited to speak on Oprah, and I don't think that's by accident because she's really accessible, real, and normal. She's not kind of like that far out there woo-woo sacred sexuality person, but somebody who's really faced the daily challenges we all face, and she's juggled a career and a family, and she's really come out with some remarkable lessons about how we open to this sacred sensual energy that is our birthright. So welcome, Lisa.
Thank you, Stephen. It's my joy to be with you.
Always. Well, I want to let everyone know up front that we're going to have this hour with Lisa, but it won't be the end of the journey because we're actually going to be able to have a full 7-week course with her coming up called Awakening Your Shakti. It's one of our favorite courses each year at Shift and get tremendous feedback. So we'll hear a little bit more about that towards the end. So Lisa, Shakti, what puts you on the path to awakening your Shakti and sharing it with others?
Well, I think like a lot of us, Stephen, it came about in a really profound way as my winning strategies, which were, I would say, very masculine in nature. My had a high-tech marketing career and was, you know, your basic overachiever growing up and graduating early from high school and getting into a UCLA and starting my career and, you know, really kind of muscling my way through life and not doing a lot of feeling, I would say, you know, in terms of really being connected to my emotional intelligence as a woman, but much more driving kind of energy. And that was all pretty successful. And, you know, I think pretty normal for a lot of us sort of post feminist women or women that were raised, at least for me, you know, by a mom who went through her own tragedies and in terms of, you know, her marriage falling apart and going back to school. And, you know, I got a pretty strong indoctrination, thank you, mom, about, you know, being a woman who could take care of myself and, you know, be self-sufficient and independent and all of that. So that was working really well until it wasn't. And it was a whole series of things that happened for me, real pretty massive burnout from a high-tech marketing career. And then the loss of two pregnancies after the birth of my daughter that really woke me up to what could I control? And what did I have, you know, sort of power over? And what was my feminine body trying to tell me? And also some real challenges inside of my marriage at the time around sexuality, you know, not understanding how, you know, we could be so close and we had a lot of love, but there was such a lack of passion and we didn't feel a lot of spark in the bedroom. And that was a real source of challenge for us. And so all of those things kind of pointed me towards this quest, this inquiry about what sex really was, and particularly the more sacred aspects of sexuality. And what was this goddess energy inside of me? What did it mean to awaken my Shakti, you know, and be more aligned with my feminine, not at the, you know, that my masculine aspects were very important, you know, for all of us. We're especially, I think, for modern day women who are mothers and lovers and leaders, we need those capacities, but they were coming at such an expense in terms of my own feminine. And so that's what really put me on the path and brought these teachings forward. And they continue to guide me. They continue to reveal so much to me, even though I've been doing this now for 15 years. I still honestly feel like such a student of what this means to awaken our Shakti. So it's just my joy to kind of bring both my knowledge and my wisdom and what I've learned from so many thousands of clients and students over the years, but also really my personal inquiry here and my personal exploration of this topic. It's just, it's my passion.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's so clear. I love you that you're so vulnerable in talking about your own journey too, because I think it's something that has been generally so in the closet and people often are afraid to talk about it, or even if you can kind of like over-spiritualize it and just kind of like make it all like about, you know, seeing exploding lights or something. But, you know, the truth is that sexuality is where we've got a lot of wounding, we've got a lot of challenge and struggle as well. So it's somewhere that a lot of people just, you know, it's hard to talk about.
Yeah, absolutely. And we need to, Stephen. You know, I think one of the gifts that I bring is the gentle opening, or I might even use the word safe parting, particularly for women to enter into this inquiry for themselves, because we're so bombarded and we're so conditioned about, you know, how we're supposed to be with our sexuality. And frankly, as you're pointing to, even the neo-tantra movement, which is like, oh, you know, has a lot of that spiritual bypassing or its own, you know, sort of egoic quest for ecstasy, if you will, like, you know, whatever that is. And it can feel really overwhelming for women. Like, who am I inside of all of that? And for me, this inquiry around awakening our Shakti it has to be personal and it has to be embodied, right? So, you know, in the teaching, of course, there's concepts and there's information, but ultimately it is this deep inquiry into what is your body telling you, right? What is your yoni, your sacred portal, really wanting right now? And that varies so much depending, well, frankly, for a woman, depending on where she is, even in her cycle in that month, but in the longer arc, even your life cycle plays. So, you know, one of my joys about this work is that it's, you know, we're welcoming in, you know, maidens or women in their 20s or 30s who might be just sort of entering into this inquiry, and the mothers who are busy taking care of children, and the elders, you know, and the postmenopausal women, you know, who have, you know, done maybe their empty nesting, and now they're in this, you know, inquiry. I hear it all the time, like, is it too late for me to really awaken my Shakti? I've never really felt really embodied as a woman, or I've never really accessed my pleasure, or it's time for me to look at, you know, all the things that happened that maybe shut me down. And so it's this incredibly personal inquiry. And that is always my hope as a coach and a teacher, is to support a woman to just start to trust her own movement. And what I find, Stephen, over and over again, it's just, it brings tears to my eyes, is that Shakti, of course, it's awake. You know, it's universal life force energy. It's in every one of us. And as we begin to just sort of gently, you know, like tilt our ear toward her and listen and start to awaken more pleasure and start to shift our frame a little bit so that we understand this inherent power inside of us, it starts to open. It starts to move. It starts to be the internal teacher. And then, you know, I get to do my favorite job, which is really the coaching of that, right? Like asking the questions and supporting that awakening inside of a woman, whether she's, you know, a busy mom or a high-powered executive running a multinational corporation, or whether she's in her 70s, you know, and in her legacy years, and finding, you know, her own connection to what I would call her own joygasmic energy. Like, it's just such a personal inquiry, but done in collective with the feminine, with other women, it has a kind of potency, a kind of efficiency that is truly miraculous. And that's why I love this course. You know, I love that we get to be together for 7 weeks and sort of draft on each other's energy.
Well, your passion for the subject is clearly just really contagious. And one thing I wanted to just kind of highlight there, what you're saying is that, like, listen, like, you had to ask what does your yoni want, and what to, you know, listening and inquiry. And it's like the way of working with sacred sexuality is very different than we're accustomed to in many ways, because it's like this patterning where we're always trying to fix, improve, you know, address.
Right.
Sort of like that whole patterning actually needs to be unwound in order to make full contact, right?
Absolutely. And I would say even maybe it's a little bit of a weaving. So it's important to remember that Tantra, one of the definitions of it, is to weave together. And it's about also as a core tenet of all the various tantric paths, and there are many of them, is this idea that we embrace all and we reject nothing. So there's a kind of a weaving in maybe of that, you know, we want to welcome the mind and the mind's need for knowledge and information. And even that idea of like, I have something here I want to fix. Frankly, that's what brought me into the path, right? Like things were not working in the bedroom with my husband. And we were like, we need to fix this. This is just not working for us. So there's, you know, that energy, we don't want to reject it. But when we only go to that, we'll never find it. Not here. Because it has to welcome the feminine in, right? It's like the idea of bringing Shakti back, I say a lot, to her rightful place on the throne alongside our masculine. That's inside of us. Like, what does it look like to bring harmony here? And for most of us, because we're being raised in this culture and in this, you know, this world that is so wounded and operating from this more hyper-masculine context, we need safe places to really go in and look at, well, what is this feminine? What is this Shakti? And it's embodied and it's in the heart. And this, well, these are the three core principles. I know we promised this to the listeners here, so let me just move towards those. So for me, this word Shakti, which is such a ginormous concept, right? Universal life force energy. How do you even enter that in terms of being a student or a teacher? And for me, what I started to see were these three core themes. There's this theme of our sacredness, right? So we're really looking here in the Awakening Shakti practices always at what is sacred, you know, connecting us not just to the physical body, but to the soul, and the soul's wisdom and the soul's knowledge. And what I would say are the enormous resources, particularly right now on the planet, that are available to us in terms of the spiritual teachings, but also just our access to the support of Divine Mother, you know, the support of Maha Shakti or the feminine principle, which is just everywhere, I feel like, beaming its, you know, its love to us for the hope of this, of humanity, you know, for the hope of us all waking up to who we really are. And so there's this whole piece of the sacredness, which is one of the core pieces. The second one is the heart. So here we're really looking, I'm specifically talking to the women here, about this power center that is your feminine heart, which is our capacity to feel, which is our emotional intelligence, which is our capacity to ride these just incredibly sometimes tumultuous and chaotic waves of what it means to feel deeply, to open to life, to love life. And this is also the place where we're really dropping into the body, into the heart chakra, including our breasts. So it's really like, how are we feeding ourselves and our beloveds and life literally with like the milk of our kindness and the milk of our love, and how that's actually connected to the body and our energy, which is the third piece here. Sometimes I imagine that as this downward facing triangle in terms of a symbol, which really brings us into the womb, right? So from the heart, we melt down into the womb, and here's where we're grounded to the earth. It's our earth energy. It's our body wisdom, the intelligence, and also the instinctual knowing of the animal body of our feminine. And it's where we oftentimes find our pleasure, our erotic energy, which of course is our creativity, right? So for some of us, we come to this work because, you know, we want to improve things, like I first entered inside of our marriage or our relationships, right? We want to start to feel more of our sexual sensual energy. For other women, their erotic energy, if you will, is maybe going towards like, it's time for me to write my book, right? Or I want to be the best mom that I can be, right? Or there's another way that, or paint, you know, with more color, you know, as an artist.
I think that's such an important point, is that the Shakti is like, it's just like the raw creative energy. And so it's not just about the sexuality. It really opens up creativity on all levels.
All levels, exactly. So that this third piece is really about the body and about our energy, and that, you know, the wisdom in the yoni and the wisdom in our womb, and the capacity for pleasure, and that could be sexual pleasure, it could be sensual pleasure, but our capacity to be with pleasure and the intensity of that, of the sensation of pleasure, whether, you know, whatever that looks like, as a gateway to more light, right, to more of our enlightenment. And certainly as we start to awaken or tap into our sacred sexual pleasure, which is, you know, we could say the most potent energy we have access to, that orgasmic energy that sort of dissolves the barriers between us and puts us hopefully and at least momentarily into that moment where we feel at one, you know, where we are really tapped into our oneness, our unity, our deeper love, you know, that gateway right there, that intensity of pleasure, you know, the tantric masters have known this, the Taoist sex teachers have known this for thousands of years. It is a gateway energy into who we really are and into, you know, our enlightenment, our awakening, you might even say our higher intelligence, you know, depending on your come from there. But that's the power, you know, that's the power we're talking about courting, if you will, or accessing or getting more friendly with or tuning into.
Great. Let's keep diving further on the different the map you've laid out here.
Yeah, beautiful. So we can kind of begin. I love this because it helps me. my brain needs maps and models. It's very useful for me. So it's no accident that I teach from this. So these three core principles, I think of them as the circles. I just want to double back there. The circle is the domain of the sacred. Then there's the heart, which of course is our capacity to love. And be the source of love. And then this downward facing triangle kind of points us to the earth, but also is symbolic of the yoni and the womb and that, you know, sacred mm-hmm. sexual embodiment. So from that model, then I looked a lot at the word Shakti, Shakti. And I realized, actually with your help, my dear friend, Stephen, you helped me brainstorm this, that could be an acronym and that it actually maps to the body. So in the way that I teach this work, frankly, it's a lot like making love to a woman, right? You don't usually, if you're an adept lover, you don't just dive down and start, you know, pleasuring her yoni. You connect, hopefully, you know, and then you move down mm-hmm. to the heart. And so this model is beautiful because it's how we like to be made love to as a woman, not every woman, of course, but just as a generality. And it also helps us drop literally into, I think, our embodiment and into these teachings. And so the first letter, this S in the word Shakti, connects us to spirit, right, and into soul. So in this aspect of the teaching, or the secret, if you will, is really this inquiry of what is my relationship to spirit or soul? So many women that come to this work, yes, they might have, you know, agenda about improving their sex life, but so many of them come because they're just running so fast, or they're so exhausted, or they've had a crisis, you know, the marriage is falling apart, or their career needs to be changed, or there's this sort of waking up of like, what is my path or my purpose? There's kind of a spiritual crisis, if you will, or awakening that's happening. And so This secret for us in terms of our embodied Shakti practice is really, what is my relationship to spirit or soul? Drilling down even to the real practical level of, you know, what does my meditation practice look like? Right? For so many of us, these more masculine ways of meditating, sitting still, eyes closed, you know, going deep within, shut us off from the world. Like it's a way that we reject the world, which can be a really powerful meditation practice. But for a lot of awakening women, we need an eyes open kind of practice. It might be walking in nature, for example, or it might be dancing or moving, or somehow engaging with life. And that's what connects us to our idea of God or goddess. So that's the first kind of inquiry we're in is the spirit, the realm of the sacred. And then we drop down into the heart, right? So it's a map of the body. So now here we are in the heart. And, you know, then here we're in this domain that I just shared about, like what's our relationship to our breasts? What's our relationship to being the source of love, receiving love? Also, our inquiry into how am I doing with my emotional life? Like for me, the loss of those two pregnancies was so devastating to me. It broke my heart open. Hmm. And each and every one of you listening have had that kind of, some kind of heartbreak like that, right? Where, you know, you just felt like you just couldn't believe it happened. And maybe a floodgate, for me at least, of emotions came forward that I just couldn't stop. And that was an aspect of the awakening of my Shakti, because we can't expect, you know, despite what we see in the movies or what the culture might tell us, and we want to have those like amazing, you know, experiences of orgasmic energy, we have to have our channel open. We can't say, yeah, I'll take that stuff, but I'm not going to go feel all those things that have been backlogged in my emotional system that I don't want to look at or feel, right? The Shakti kind of comes through and it wakes up everything. And so we start, before we get into the intensity of that energy, we start with the heart. How do we work with the big feelings as women, right? So really looking at, you know, what is the work that needs to be done here at the heart? How do we celebrate the heart? How do we support the heart? The third one is the A. And that drops us down. When we work on the heart for us women and the breasts in particular, then we naturally start to activate what's called more of our solar energy, and it will melt down to these areas of our body that tend to be cooler or more lunar. And that's the womb energy, right? And also the yoni, our sexual center. And we need to move slowly, usually. We need to feel safe. We need to feel held before we're going to, you know, open more deeply our body to, you know, anything coming into that body or into that sacred temple. So here in the A of the model, we're in the womb. We're really feeling into our creative center, our ability to birth and awaken our energy. And the A here is actually for attraction and allowing. So here's where we start to work with the magnetism that exists inside of our Shakti, our feminine Shakti, that when it's honored and when we slow down enough to be with it, we start to realize that this way that we've been exhausting ourselves in pursuit and thinking we have to do and go and figure everything out, that there's a kind of magnetic intelligence that lives here that is in itself incredibly attractive. And so here in these teachings, we start to work with this energy of drawing to us what's wanted, right? So for some of us, that might be relationship, or it might be more financial abundance, for example, or a different way of being. Like, how can we start to magnetize that to us?
I think that piece is so important, because as you mentioned before, it's like it's something that in the kind of post-feminist world, which we're really grateful for, it's like it's a lot of times gotten a little bit squashed out of the equation. And so women are learning how to manifest as men do, which, you know, in our circles has led to a lot of women having adrenal burnout, because you have to kind of push in a different way to emulate the masculine pattern. And then that actually is often counterproductive. I just think it's such an important point.
Yes, it's a very important point. I'm glad you're underlining it, right? Because if we were in a masculine body, we'd be able to have access to, on a biochemical level, a lot more testosterone, right? So these ways of achieving or manifesting that work so well for men, you know, that there's a lot of reasons for that, but one of them is that, you know, testosterone actually gets regenerated when a man goes out and, you know, achieves like that. So they get replenished, if you will. Whereas for us as in the feminine, we need oxytocin to feel replenished and also to combat our stress. And so when we dive deep here, of course, into the breasts and into our own, you know, the biology of the womb, we start to access those things that actually replenish us. And it's such a different energy. It's such a, this capacity to receive, you know, it's a very, very different energy than going out and making something happen. And most women they're expert givers, and they think that that's not their masculine, but that's their masculine. It's like giving. Mm-hmm. And so this capacity to understand the attraction and the allowing, which is my word for receptivity, you know, is so important in awakening our Shakti. So we spend a lot of time there.
Yeah. I also just want to highlight there what you said too about stress. And I don't remember the actual numbers, but I remember seeing like how much higher the rates, particularly for women, the reported rates of stress have gone in the last few decades. And I think, you know, it's all connected into that. So it's like when you're trying to like, you know, do, as you're saying, and push forward, that creates a lot of stress in the system, which then leads to a lot of sexual shutdown as well.
Absolutely. Because when we're stressed, you know, we're not, you know, in terms of our hierarchy of needs, and we need rest, that's always going to, I was going to say trump, it's not a word I like to use right now, but trump the need for, or the desire for sex, right? I mean, we have to get rest. And so, you know, if we're, like you said, we've got that adrenal burnout thing going on, or we're depressed, you know, the levels of both stress and depression for women are just astronomical right now. You know, we might need to start, you know, these Shakti teachings, for example, working with them on that level. And as we do, then naturally, you know, as a woman gets more into balance, what I certainly see it in my own life, is she naturally gets more juicy. She naturally kind of moves towards that desire to love and open her body and give in that way and receive in that way. But that's not going to be able to open for us if we're not feeling some core safety, balance, rest, that kind of thing. Yeah, really important.
Great points.
So then that brings us to the K in our model, which is right down in the root, and the K stands for Kundalini. So in the Awakening Shakti practices, here's where, you know, we're ready, right? Like, this is a lot of sort of, you know, there's been these steps, there's been this like foreplay, if you will, that gets us ready to start talking about the Kundalini, which is, you know, an aspect of our Shakti that is that, you know, sexual energy that wants to, you know, uncoil itself deep inside of our body and move through the system. And so here's where we get to really spend some time looking at our, you know, some nitty gritty stuff about sex. You know, I was reading some of the testimonials from the course last time, and one woman said, like, I have never had conversations like this, and I'm so glad we did. I mean, I do it gently, but I have, as you can probably tell, those of you that have worked with me, or if you're hearing me maybe for the first time, I have a lot of capacity to make this normal. And so, you know, here's where we start having conversations about, you know, intercourse and oral loving, and, you know, how do we work with body images around our yoni, and how do we start, you know, activating more of the sexual energy and unhooking from maybe that, you know, more traditional friction sex, for example, that we've been taught, and what are some new ways of making love that connect us more to certainly greater pleasure, but also this feeling that we know inside of ourselves where it's goddess making love here, you know, whether she's choosing to make love to another goddess or whether she's making love with the sacred masculine or the god inside of a man. But what does it look like to start making love from that place, really working with our capacity for pleasure, right? And what it looks like to awaken and expand more of what we know about orgasm. So that Kundalini piece right there is kind of brings us all the way down into the root. And then the last two pieces, I'll share about them together. basically we're going to ride that energy back up the body, up to the throat. And so the T in the model is for truth, also for throat, because so much of awakening our Shakti at this level is about speaking what we want, you know. And first we do that with ourselves. First we practice, like, what is actually true? What's authentic? What does this female animal right now really want, you know, in her life? What does she long for? And we start to speak the truth to ourselves. We might start to speak. It's just such an incredible circle of women that gather, particularly for this upcoming course, but you might find this in your own circles, like when you find safe sisterhood circles where you can speak the truth, it gains power. So this is such an important aspect of awakening our Shakti, is this connection to truth telling or to what's really real and to our capacity to speak out about that. And then the last one brings us all the way back up to this point between the eyebrows, our third eye, which is our center of intuition. And so the I is for intuition. And I also put in instinct here, which I tend to find much lower down in my body. My yoni tends to be, or my womb tends to be the place where I kind of connect to the almost like the she-wolf energy, you know, the one whose ears prick up when everything looks normal, but you just know something's off in the space. Or, you know, something smells fishy, or you get a gut feeling about something. These are all ways that our intuition and our instinct speak to us that have largely been, we've been domesticated out of our awareness, which, you know, tends to make us a lot less powerful, a lot less clear. So as we awaken our Shakti, we start speaking the truth, we start tuning into our instinct and our intuition, we become, especially as women who are feeling their joygasmic or orgasmic energy, we become much more difficult to push around. We become much more powerful, because a woman awake to her Shakti energy has real power, right? She's harnessing that feminine life force energy that's connected to her body, connected to her pleasure, connected to her heart, connected to her knowing of herself as sacred, as goddess. And that is the kind of woman that we're, you know, we're seeing more and more walking around on the planet. And I would say we absolutely need right now at this moment. I think it's why we've all incarnated right now. And what I have found is that tuning into these aspects, this, you know, this model is the way that I keep working towards stepping more and more fully into the power that I have, you know, as a woman. And, you know, whatever you all want to do with that power is up to you. For some of you, it's going to, you know, be, I just need to get a little more sane with my children and be a better mom. Mm-hmm. For others of you, it's like, get out of my way. You know, I'm ready to take my business to the next level. For example, I'm ready to step out and speak or write my book. It's time. You know, we can all choose what we want to do with that energy. For me, I'm interested in making changes, and I'm interested in working with the women who will be influential in small ways or big ways, but to shift things. Right. It's why I love working with the shift. I love working with you. Like, this is the moment to do that. And sometimes we can't do that bigger stuff until we work on our inner stuff, you know? So it starts there, and it blossoms out.
Yeah. It's such an important point that it's like when you do this deep, intimate inner work, that it actually opens up this kind of whole being integrity of your energy system, which then you're more powerful, more effective. And so it's kind of, you know, at first it can be counterintuitive. You want to be a more powerful change agent in the world and start working with your innermost sexuality. But it actually is, there's a deep truth that you're sharing there about how the whole energy system works together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, that's great.
Exactly.
Great. Well, let's keep going. So maybe, I love what you shared about the whole shifting from the hyper-masculine go-go mode into the more magnetic and effortless feminine approach. I wonder if there's more you can share about, like, how to turn that into an actual practice.
Well, should I just lead us on a little bit of a practice right now?
Sure.
Okay. So, because what a beautiful place to do that, you know? So I'm just going to invite us. We'll just take a couple minutes here, but let's just actually put some of this into practice a little bit. So I'm just going to invite you, wherever you are, dear sister in the world, as my voice is touching you right now, to just take some really deep breaths. And I'm going to ask you to really breathe up from the earth into your yoni, right? So just imagine that you're kind of like sucking energy breath up from the earth. Just let it come up through your feet, your legs, and feel it entering into your yoni and coming up into your womb, into your heart. And then exhaling it back down to the earth. Just kind of feeling this circle of energy as you breathe up from the earth. And then exhale back down again. And just going at your own rhythm, but just noticing as you attune to the earth and you attune to your breath and you slow down and you let your belly relax. Let me bring a little attention and love to the yoni. This is a Sanskrit word that means source, which I just love, the source of all life. Like the sacred gateway, right, into the womb. This is something we all have in common, right? Our first home, the place we incarnated, this place we came from, the domain of spirit and into physical form, happened right there inside of the womb of our own mother. And as a woman, you possess this space, whether you've been a biological mother or not, even if you've had a hysterectomy. This is an energetic space that we deeply know as the center of all creation. And so just attuning to that energy and just feeling your belly, if you have a hand free and you can place a hand or two just on the gently on the mound of your yoni, right over your pubic bone or on your belly in your womb area. And just making a little contact, noticing that as you make a little bit of contact there, still breathing, still just breathing with the earth, how that shifts things, right? I mean, it's lovely if we have somebody else touching our body, but just notice when you bring your hand, which is connected to your heart, and you move with this invitation to deepen and allow the love from your heart to come through your hands, through your skin. I've got skin contact on my belly right now. You know, you might notice as I do that, my shoulders are dropping and relaxing down. There's this, right, relaxation. This is oxytocin moving through our system. I think it's also Mahashakti, if you will, saying, oh yes, here I am. I'm always here. I'm always here for you. And just as a little embodied practice, and we're moving quickly today, given that we don't have a lot of time, so you can always go back and do this again. But just to work with this energy of allowing, I want you to imagine that you're dropping a seed of desire, whatever that might be. Whatever it is that you're longing for, just imagine that you're dropping that as a seed inside of this fertile energy that is your own womb. And just like a seed in the form of sperm can create an entire life with a ripe egg right there in your own body, either biologically or metaphorically. We know this, right? I want you to trust that whatever the seed is of this desire doesn't need you to do anything else to bring it to reality. What a concept. Your feminine body is that brilliant. And so just allow the seed to be there. Just kind of tuck it in however you feel to. And really feel it getting the nourishment, the nutrients. Really trusting that the wisdom inside of that seed of your longing has its own magnetic power. And just rest into that for a few more breaths and just let that little seed send out its little beacon of light and feel whatever it is that you're longing for. Just feel how it's suddenly shifting and it's moving towards you. Maybe it's moving very slowly. We don't know maybe when it will arrive. But just feel what it feels like to rest in and to trust that it's coming. It's coming to you. Ah, beautiful. Yeah, just taking another breath there. And you can stay in that place as Stephen and I continue our dialogue. Or you can just take a moment to honor your practice. Maybe bow or give a little bit of gratitude and maybe it's a promise to come back and spend a little more time in that space of your Shakti power.
Well, that was delightful, just what you guided. And I can feel there's such a sensuous power in your voice as well. It's like what you were talking about before, where there's like this whole body link-up that happens. And I can feel it vibrationally in how you're talking, that there's like a real invitation to incarnate and fully be present to everything in the body, which is really beautiful, and it does have that magnetic presence you were talking about.
Yeah, that's the Shakti. Yeah, that's it right there.
Uh-huh.
I'm grateful
when
it comes through my voice because it's really, I mean, I get to experience that too, you know, and it's in all of us. You know, that's the thing I want to remind us. This course isn't called go out and hunt down the Shakti or find the Shakti, right? Or manifest the Shakti. It's called awaken. And this is such an important thing for us to remember as women, because this is already here, sisters. This is already here. You know, and she might be in a deep slumber and she might feel like she's in a complete coma, but I promise you she's not dead. She's just sleeping. And maybe it hasn't been safe or it hasn't been your time, you know, to awaken her. But if you're interested in that, if she's tapping you on the shoulder, which I would say must be happening or you wouldn't be listening to me right now, like that we can actually trust that it's much more of an undoing than a doing. Mm-hmm. It's much more of a like, oh, we're just waking up from a dream. Mm-hmm. And here it is.
Mm. Nice. Well, I think this is now, it's a good time to talk about more explicitly about your upcoming 7-week program, which we're so delighted that you're offering again. I feel like this is one of the highlights of the year for us. So for those of you who are listening, you can find the course at awakeningyourshakti.com. Again, that's awakeningyourshakti.com. And it's a 7-week program, really, for women. If we had men in there, maybe we've had men. But probably
I don't think
women.
So. If they've been there, they've been very quiet.
And it's, again, at awakeningyourshakti.com. And it's really for women to liberate love and ignite your sacred sensual energy and really provide kind of this deep invitational holding that Lisa is embodying as she just guided you in that short practice there. It opens up areas of inquiry and exploration and deepening and awakening. And it really, the benefits extend far beyond just the sexual domain. It's really about claiming your full power and energy and creative potential, and even as a change maker, as we mentioned before. So it's not a peripheral thing or a kind of a nice to have. It really is at the core of our evolution. And I think at the core of women really expressing their fullness. So we feel very blessed to be hosting this program and working with Lisa on this. And so, Lisa, I'd love for you to give a bit more of a tour of the 7 weeks and what women can expect if they join you.
I'd be happy to. And now that you've got these kind of three cores to work with, and we've talked about this embodied, SHAKT model, you'll feel right at home when you look when you hear me give you the modules, because this really is the spinal column, if you will, the foundation for all the work that I do. And so you'll see it here. So the first module is titled She Who Cannot Be Contained, and it's about really tapping into the divine feminine as the universal source of power. So we're really starting with this kind of paradigm shift, if you will, about where we locate power. And we talk about some of the core principles of Tantra, particularly, and that the potency of Tantra as a path that's rooted in the feminine and rooted in feminine power. And so this is kind of that entry place where we kind of enter into a new world together, if you will, around what Shakti really is. And then from there, that's kind of our domain of the spirit, we drop into the heart in a module called Walking with Beauty, which is about bringing us into the body, loving our body, and how we feed our feminine soul with beauty. This brings us also into the heart, because when we encounter beauty and when we unhook from the way the culture is trying to sell us beauty as a commodity, but instead we start to resonate with beauty as a way of seeing, if you will, or a way of being, a kind of frequency that has such Shakti in it, then we start to look at some of these issues around our body image, et cetera. Hopefully we start to look at them through a new lens. It can be quite transformational. And it really starts to connect us deep into the heart. Excuse me. And then we dive deeper into the heart in the third module, which is about daring to love. How do we more deeply open the heart, working with our emotions, and also specifically here, what the link of the breasts and our relationship to our breasts, to our loving and also to our orgasmic energy. A lot of us don't realize how critical a role our breasts play in our sexuality. They're certainly not superfluous. And so we begin to start working with some of the tantric sexual energy here in that third module. We build on that in the fourth module, which is about pleasure as a gateway to God. What does it look like to cultivate a more empowered relationship with pleasure and with awakening our senses, and also the shadow aspects of that, right? As we dip into that territory, we can get a lot of that gremlin talk coming up, or a lot of issues around shame or what we've been taught about pleasure. So we work with some practices and some ways of unhooking and looking at the value, the teaching inside of that shadow, because it's always coming with a gift, but also how not to be consumed by it. So we're reorienting to what it means to really access pleasure as a gateway to God. The fifth module, that sets us up, like that conversation about pleasure and those preliminary practice sets us up for the fifth module, which I called the Joygasmic Yes. What does it look like to activate and expand our orgasmic energy, which I will also give you a little clue there. It's not just about, maybe like the clitoral orgasm that we hear so much about. It's also going to be about the wide, wide world of orgasm, because there's so many different ways for us to be orgasmic. But also it includes just living orgasmically. So we kind of also even unhook from, you know, the experience of the body there, and broaden our perspective on what orgasm means. It's really very exciting and juicy, that module. And then that sets us up pretty well for the sixth module, which is about, like, okay, so now that we're feeling all the Shakti and it's awake and I'm more connected, what does it look like to bring that into partnership? So we talk here about the dynamics of the masculine and feminine polarities, and specifically some lovemaking techniques here, and ways to engage this Shakti energy with the Shiva energy, the more masculine-oriented energy. And that module is called Shakti Straddles Shiva, and it's about the sacred erotic.
You definitely win the award for coolest module titles.
I'm really happy to hear that. I think that should be one of the faculty medals that we get, you know, at the SHIFT Network. Who has the sexiest titles? Okay, I love it. All right, and then the final module in week 7, this goes by so quickly. It's amazing when we're already there. But week 7 is about, okay, now I'm feeling, you know, hopefully more of this energy. What does it look like to move forward into my life living with this kind of Shakti? How do we sustain that? And how do we have it keep fueling our transformation? So, yeah, 7 powerful weeks.
Fantastic. Well, it's super juicy just even hearing about it. And I can tell from just the excitement in your voice how delighted you are to teach this. And I just want to echo that we've had a number of, I think this is the 4th time that we're offering this program, and we just get tremendous feedback and just how healing it is, how empowering it is, how important it really is to go to some of areas that a lot of people have never discovered. And as you mentioned before, it's beautiful also that it's the full spectrum of women, from way deep in the elder years and feeling their Shakti light up and really give a whole new power and depth and meaning to people's lives. So it's a beautiful program, one of our favorites. It starts on July 26th, and the classes are going to be on Tuesdays at noon Pacific time. It allows people from Europe to participate as well. If that time doesn't work for you, you can still get full benefit of the course, because we do offer recordings of every session as well as PDF transcripts. And there's the online forum time, which is a great place to ask questions and really connect and bond with people too. So not only do you get the 7 modules with Lisa, we also have some great bonuses. So first of all, we have the Shakti Summit 2015. So every year, Lisa's putting together this amazing Shakti Summit, and we have guests like Sherry Winston, Jeff Brown, Susan Bratton, and many others from 2015. So that's a full $247 value at full price for. So that's just as a bonus for this program. We also have a dialogue with John Gray, who is obviously the famous author from Men Are From Mars and Women From Venus, and that's called Venus on Fire. You want to say anything about that, Lisa?
Well, John Gray's just so much fun to talk to, and I love, and he gets very explicit too, which I appreciate, you know. And it's a fiery session, and all about, like, what does it look like? You know, his word is Venus, mine is Shakti, but what does it look like to have, you know, a woman really awake to her feminine and also her sexuality? So, yeah, I think that's a great session.
Fantastic. We also have a special bonus that's available only today, which we like to do as a little extra incentive, a little attractor, to use the language, a little magnetism, to go over to the page at awakeningyourshakti.com today and really take the time to tune in. And if you're getting a yes in your body from wanting to go deeper into this material and open up the realms of experience and energy that are possible, then you get the extra bonus with Carolyn Muir. She's a legendary Tantra teacher, one of the kind of real pioneers in the field. It's called Living as a Tantra Goddess. You want to share more about that, which is the special bonus when people register today?
Yeah, I love Carolyn Muir, and it's particularly potent for me to have this dialogue with her, because her book that she wrote with Charles Muir, Art of Conscious Loving, I think it was called, it was my entree, you know, it was the book that we stumbled upon, and we were like, hey, maybe this will help, you know, and that was sort of the beginning of this whole journey. So it was a really incredible thing for me, full circle, to get to know her as a colleague and become friends with her. And what an incredible journey she has had. I mean, she's just one of those tantric elders who is just so embodied and so beautiful and so sensual and sexy and alive that, you know, as a woman entering into my 50s, I love those women in my life where it's like, oh, that's what it looks like, you know, in your 60s or 70s to be awake to your Shakti and juicy and sensual and feminine. And she's just an incredible gift, I think, for all of us. And this is a beautiful, very real, very authentic dialogue with her all about her life and all kinds of pieces, you know, that she brings. So I think it's an awesome bonus.
Awesome. .com, awakeningyourshakti.com. And again, oh, and the price is very reasonable for all of that. It's just of $109, or you save about 10% if you pay in full, and that's $297 when you pay in full. So there's a ton of value in this. I encourage you to go to the page at awakeningyourshakti.com and read through the testimonials. It's really touching. Like Hannah from New Zealand says, I can now see that life is supposed to be pleasurable, each day filled with honoring the experience I'm having and honoring the experiences of others. Tina says, I feel lighter, prettier, and happier. There's just so much about embracing my feminine spirit and joy and gentle and beautiful introduction. There's a way in which it just leads to this kind of delicious opening of body, mind, and soul that is really evident in the many, many testimonials from the women who have gone through this program with Lisa before. So again, you can find all that at awakeningyourshakti.com, and you have the special bonus with the Carolyn Muir, Living as a Tantra Goddess, when you sign up by the end of today. And strongly encourage you to just go there and tune in. And if you get any twinkling of yes in your body, to go for it, because that's actually part of the whole teaching, is to listen to the Shakti in your body about what it wants as well. And you, the resources and the time will, I'm sure, become available. So, Lisa, what a beautiful hour again today. It's always so nourishing to spend time with you and enlivening, and just kind of makes me feel more embodied coming out the other side. So anything in your heart that you're wanting to share with women who are considering joining you for the next phase of the journey here?
I want to just offer my gratitude. You know, whether you choose to take this step into the program or not, the fact that you're here, that you're, you know, leaning into a conversation like this just means so much to me. And I want to honor you for being that kind of a woman, you know, that is awakening and tuning into her sacredness and dropping into her body. This is, for a lot of us, no easy thing. You know, we look out what's happening on the planet. There's a lot of very hopeful things, but there's a lot of just incredibly tragic things. And, you know, a lot of us just can kind of go into that place where we're trying to get away from it, you know, kind of up and away. And it really is quite a practice to drop in, you know, to really feel and to come into the body. And what I can promise you is that, you know, I've done both, but this tantric path for me, which is more about, you know, really embracing all of it and moving with love, is so incredibly rewarding. It keeps opening doors for me personally in ways that are just so miraculous. The more that I align with this Shakti, and if that's intriguing to you, if you're curious about it, just keep leaning towards it. And also, I would say trust. I cannot tell you how many women come to me and they're like, I don't know how I got here. It was the weirdest thing. I just this and this and then boom, and here I am. And so trust that. Trust how you're being guided. That's actually the most important thing to me. Trust the yes, even if you don't know how you're going to get here. Trust the I'm not sure yet. if that's what's coming up for you, and keep getting what you need. And honestly, trust the no if it's not your time. That's what I really want for all of us. And it's just that resting in what we know. And I just want to welcome you with open arms. If you're a yes, if you're questioning, please feel free to, you know, go to my website, shoot me an email. You'll find me very accessible. I'm happy to dialogue with you through my site, awakeningshakti.com. And the Shift team is incredible in terms of any logistical questions that you might have. So get your questions answered, and then, you know, get your body, get your yoni, get your womb into the circle. Your seat is waiting for you.
There's a joygasmic yes waiting on the other side.
There's a joygasmic yes.
Yeah. Great. Well, thank you, Lisa. It's been a joy and a pleasure. And thank you all for joining here today and for really taking the time to cultivate your deep relationship with the Shakti in you so we can all heal and love and embrace this world on so many different levels. So thank you, and look forward to seeing as many of you as feel the pull in the course, which is going to be great, at awakeningyourshakti.com. So thanks all, and see you soon. Bye now.
Thank you. Love, love, love.